always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
We get on video?
Everything's all right.
Hell yeah. Do you hear us okay? Everything's cool? Yeah?
Sweet.
Sick.
We're going.
Okay. Yeah.
We got it. We got it now.
All right. So there we are. So welcome to the Stool Podcast. I am Anthony, a.k.a. Ranthony. To my left is obviously Johnny Savage, as always.
What up, fellas?
On the board today,
for tuning
just
in.
Because we, you know, we have some camera difficulties. We got Mick,
yeah,
but he's over there
camera.
In spirit.
What's up?
Yeah, speak up, Mick. For and then
I'll put a picture of him right
unlock
there.
Your shit. Yeah. Unlock your shit. And then today, our guest from local band Smokeout, we have BG. He's got yeah. and he's been basically doing his streams of you know all kinds of different music and showing off people and sharing kind of helping spread the music scene so that's why we brought him in today to have some chat with us.
Oh yeah, awesome. Hey, also he shows people on his he shows bands and artists on his
yes that's what I said
you said people.
People.
It's a big difference.
Well, I'm trying to be inclusive.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be inclusive in a way that's
since
like...
Since when?
I mean, with bands in particular, I like to be inclusive.
Oh,
true. Because it's like you could have rappers. You could have...
True. Which he does have a little bit of everything.
Solo artists. You could have a full, you know, unit of musicians.
Right.
You could have, you know, a Wu-Tang style team of rappers.
I like that.
There's so many different
ways.
So
that's what I was trying to get Brandon.
It's all encompassing.
Right.
Let's shut up and let our guest speak now.
Hey, BG, tell us a little bit about what you do on your streams, bro. Because I like it. I enjoy it. I've been watching and having fun in there.
Well, the streams, I would say the streams are different than the YouTube aspect of the show, but they kind of go hand in hand. The streams are just me trying to hear new bands from all over the world, any genre, and chat kind of suggests stuff on a daily basis. And then to get new people into the show, we constantly have like guests for interviews. I do a lot of like trivia. I give away a lot of free merch and stuff. And then every now and then I'll find like someone will suggest like a band or two that I've never heard before. I'll write them down. And that's what I end up shooting as part of some of the content for YouTube the next day. And it's just kind of like a cycle that never ends as far as the Twitch aspect of it goes.
Hell yeah. You're doing the work that when I was in high school, I liked, you know, to be like a kind of music curator. Like I loved finding new stuff, whether it be through shows or, oh yeah, you know, swapping CD collections and stuff. Cause I'm that old, but yeah, that's the modern day way to curate is have a channel where you're doing all the digging and, you know, you're kind of, you know, trying to doing the footwork of finding those unique acts and listening. How much does it stick for you? Like, are there certain bands that, okay, cool, they stay in the rotation? Or do you listen to so much music that it has to cycle through, you know, like, oh, I have to listen to this, you know, in pockets? And
I mean, I have, there are times when we'll find like a band or two that absolutely just like hooks me for sure. And I'll just be on it for a while. But we probably discover like 200 to 300 new bands every week.
Wow.
Okay.
Because we do almost 4 hours a day, 5 times a week.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, that's the hardest I've ever heard somebody work at, like I said, music curation.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, because that's like hands-on. It's very hands-on. You're face-to-face. It's not algorithmic. It's not like, you know, Spotify, you know, finding similar lists because, you know, this is how they describe this band or that band. It's more or less you are curating a very particular thing, finding whatever you randomly come across or get suggested.
Most of the time, I'm not even suggesting hardly anything. Like I'll have like a handful that I'll start the show off with just to kind of get the ball rolling. Then the other 2.5-3 hours are all suggestions from whoever's in chat that day. And we literally could jam like a dubstep song and then a deathcore song and then a rap song, like all back to back. You kind of just don't know what's going to be next, what's going to hit, what's not going to hit. And if it does hit, Chad will let me know. We put it on what we call like a daily poll.
Okay.
And at the end of every show, there's probably like 13 or 15 different artists. It could be, again, like bands or DJs, anything. And Chad will vote and tell me who their 2 or 3 favorite are. And then once we have 32 of those, which takes 2 to 3 weeks, we do this thing called a Tournament of Champions. We try to do like one, sometimes two a month. And that's when all 32 of the bands that all of Chad decided on was hot. the last like 2 weeks, they battle it all out like March Madness Gauntlet style.
Got it.
And then one band wins and we send them a bunch of cool stuff.
That's really sick, man.
I didn't know you did all that.
I love that, man. I mean, I mostly follow your Instagram and your YouTube. So that's where I see all your content and you know, I kind of like, you know, jump in and out of some of the stuff you do or if this artist, like when you play it, like it piques my interest and then I'll, you know, kind of just follow the video or whatever, watch the video. And then, knowing that you have this whole in-depth, like complete, like, is there any time where it's worked out to where it's like one of the bands that has hit for you in the moment that like you put on repeat, makes it to the top or wins, or you're like rooting for them to win or.
I would say strategically, like our Patreon supporters probably have a slight advantage because we play them on a consistent basis because they pay for the service.
Got it.
So like sometimes chatter people will get used to a band and then they'll be like, oh, well, you know.
You got to push for that one. Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to win as far as the tournament. Just kind of whoever promotes the most and brings the most people to the day of the tournament, and then usually that band wins because they
got it.
20 of their fans. I'll, you know, click and vote.
Nice. I don't know if I missed it, but does the winner win anything or is it just like bragging, right? Maybe I missed that part.
So like example in the past, there's been like 4 or 5 piece bands that have won. Everybody in the band will get a t-shirt for sure.
Oh, that's sick.
Put, like stickers and a couple other things, blah, blah, blah. But at least they can like rep LBS wherever they are. Because sometimes these got to go like out of country.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going through 200 bands a week, obviously we're going worldwide here. You're all over the place. Is there, what would you say right now since you are, you know, kind of, I don't want to call anybody an expert at anything, but you're sort of like on the fringes of learning a lot of, you know, music right now, very fresh and in a very good way. Is there any areas of the world, certain places that are got a scene that's going to pop off soon that you think? Or
I would say Australia has probably like the best metal scene that America is like unaware of exists.
Really?
There are so many damn good metal bands in Australia. Okay. It's unbelievable. And New Zealand. We constantly find like badass bands from New Zealand.
Right.
Which is, you know, stone's throw away north. Let's see. There's some cool Canadian bands for sure that we hear a lot. But I would, to answer the question, I would probably say Australia. They have a really underrated metal scene.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to start. I'll start looking that up. I'll start looking up Australian bands. And well, because I mean, I think that's a weird thing that does happen where, you know, like, you know, basically it's what, where we get the whole Southwest emo terminology.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like there was a period of time where just that part of, you know, the Midwest was just like, it was hitting, you know, it was just hitting with emo songs and a lot of bands were coming from there. So I love trying to be on that tip and figure out what's happening.
Are you guys big like emo fans?
I am. I am personally. Johnny is not. He's more of a metal head.
No, I'm not. I don't listen to girl music, but mostly hip hop and metal for me.
Jazz, are you guys going to Warped this year?
I can't afford it. And I have a lot of other stuff going on just to try to make it happen. So I have to skip it. So, I'm just skipping it this year, but
I'm going if my band wins the battle, the band Warped Tour, whatever it's called, probably not.
Oh yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
Probably not going to happen.
Stiff competition this year, man. Stiff competition
every year. I mean, come on. It's like, you gotta have the fan base for that. We got a decent fan base, but damn, that's going to be tough.
That's a beautiful thing. You miss those days, you know, back in the day where it was, you know, you want to open up on the Ernie Ball stage. Yeah. Here's what you got to do. And all those competitions fun, from back in the day. It's pretty cool that they're bringing that spirit back.
Yeah. I like that. That's cool.
Were you ever in a band, BG?
I was in two different bands. They were both rock hip hop based. Some people would kind of refer to it as like a Hollywood Undead with like a pinch of Linkin Park.
Okay.
I would say more Hollywood Undead in that comparison, but one was called The Rebellion. We actually got an MTV at one point, then we had like a crazy bash fight. We hated each other. So then half of us left and formed another group called Hit 'Em, and that was fun for a little while, but it just wasn't my calling.
So wait, I mean, I don't want to pry too much, but dig into that. That's the kind of shit we love. Like literally,
we love talking about that.
We love talking about the controversial yeah, sure, end of stuff. So what was it like? It was egos got in the way. What was like, you know, just kind of.
Oh man, this is an old conversation right here. Okay. So this would have been like 13, 14 years ago. So if not longer. So at the time after the MTV thing, we had for that particular song, we had like a pretty substantial budget to get like a remix version to do like a single tour that would, and this was like a really hip hop related band. So along the East Coast and stuff. And then we got in a fight of who the money would go towards.
Okay.
I personally didn't care because I had no financial obligation to the money. I didn't have to pay any of it back or anything. But there was talks of getting Snoop involved, and we had spoken with his manager for a while. Ray J, I don't know if you remember
my
that.
God.
Is. Oh, and then after yeah, a while, mean,
we advertised while, with Raycon. No, I'm just
kidding. the one or two members decided on Trina. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever, Trina it is. But the other people like in the band did not like that whatsoever. So it just led to arguing. We were like, well, we're not paying any of this money back. So we decided to part ways and the four of us go this way and the other four went this way. And what's crazy is, fellas, this is the craziest shit about the story. So literally like a month later, they got Joe Jackson, Michael
oh
Jackson's
my God. Yeah,
dad,
yeah, yeah.
to be involved in the radio campaign. That was where some of the money went. And then that was like $5,000. Then the other $15,000 went to Trina and it didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Aww.
Didn't move anywhere. That's
so
crazy.
They couldn't
play anymore because half of us were gone. And I was one of the I was like the screamer of the group. And then the other two were hip hop vocalists.
Okay. Would you say like in a situation like that, right? You know, where obviously there's all like tons of money on the line and stuff. And like you were saying personally, you don't have the investment. Would you say you were there like kind of more in the spirit of like, oh, I'm having fun doing this. And then everybody else's politics got in the way or?
Totally. That's 100%.
That's a bummer. I've been victim to that before as well. You know, in bands where it's just like everybody else's personal politics kind of just demolish a project that has some potential or, you know what I mean? And you're just there along for a ride, having a good time.
Yeah. You guys all got to be on the same page way before all that stuff. And, having, you know, spoken with a lot of bands and, through interviews and stuff, have contracts, have all that stuff where everyone gets an equal share. If it's before, you know, all the label stuff gets involved, like I'll have all that mapped out. Because obviously the goal is to get signed and go on a world tour and do all this stuff. And that's when the money comes in. But that's when all the headaches come in because no one agrees. And this guy feels like they're worth more because they write the songs. And you got to have all this stuff like established, which is weird to comprehend as like a garage band with a practice space. But it's kind of important in because anything can go viral at any moment. And then the next day, like Universal's calling you and everything's different. You just never know.
Right. And it's hard to really fathom, you know, being in that position where you're like, oh yeah, we're just doing this, you know, to we think we have something. And then if it does click just out of nowhere, if there's just, it has that special potential to click with people, like you said, it pops off in like a week and then you have people calling you over the phone that like, oh my God, what's happening right now? Yeah. So like that kind of stuff to me is more or less, that's like the magic of the industry. I still sort of chase and I'm interested in, you know what I mean? That's why I think it's fascinating what you do is you really at least even in some way are just providing a platform for people who, I mean, I'm sure they have their fan bases and stuff, but you're almost building a whole new network of ways to share bands with each other. You know what I mean? The more people who do what you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree with that. And going back to the stream, so you stream on YouTube. Is that where you stream? Because I swear I watched
Twitch.
You stream on Twitch. Do you recast is what it's called, I think, where they restream on another platform at the same time, or you just do Twitch and then put the full videos on YouTube, or how do you do it exactly?
You can't. Well, you can, but
it's a lot.
So Twitch has like, I don't understand why other streaming services don't incorporate this. Twitch has a policy where you can play anything you want. Any kind of music, where if I was to do this on Facebook or YouTube, they'd be like, hey, copyright.
Yep.
We're going to kill your stream if you keep this up. Twitch does not do that. Mm-hmm. Instead, once you, even if it's a 10-hour show and I'm playing Metallica nonstop, they won't do anything. Right. But once the stream is over, once you download that long file or that huge file, it'll all that stuff will be muted.
Mm. Interesting.
So like you'll just see me and it's just silence because it's like post muted a copyrighted song.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen too often because we, you know, 70% of the show is focused on like unsigned bands and stuff.
Right.
But it does hurt as far as like taking that content and moving it somewhere else.
Now, to keep things fresh, have you considered, you know, still just doing that, taking the muted content and then just dubbing over something funny?
It would almost take too much work because there's like 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours of literally dubbing shit.
That would add like another 5 hours of work to my plate already.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
But we do like clips. There's certain clips and stuff that will, you know, little 30, 40 second minute stuff that will jump over to other things.
Hell gotcha, yeah, man. Gotcha. Where did you get the name, or like where would you say it came from? Local band Smokeout? Is it just like a like that?
Okay, I got you. So I'm in Southern California, and there's a radio station over here where they used to be called X103.9.
I know what you're talking about. Dude, you're talking to Southern California.
I was really good friends with their DJ named Dirty D, and he would always have a show called Local Band Spotlight. And he would have me suggest like bands to play there.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him about like maybe doing something, but he was too busy. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to do something similar, but I'm a super stoner. So the goal was like, how high can I get on camera?
Yeah.
That's from sober to really stoned.
That's where I've seen you. Yep.
Those are like the olden days of how it started. And then just kind of like,
yep.
We had to tone that portion
evolved,
down.
Yeah, evolved right. into right. something where it's like, all right, well, I mean, I can't fall asleep on a 4-hour stream here.
Right.
Yeah. That was the first time I seen your kind of stuff like floating around and stuff. And I always thought Local Band Spotlight. Every time I think of I almost say it because it's, you know, local band in the beginning of it. So that's funny that's where that came from. You know my brother's band, Jambi, then you must, because they've been...
They
were on Local Band Spotlight all the time.
Zombies, didn't they play the High Desert a couple months ago?
No, they haven't played in a while.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like I've seen them recently at Froggies over here. Or like the last like 6-7 months or something.
I don't know when the last time they played. It's been a minute though. It's been a minute. We've been trying to get them to come out. Like, come on, guys. What are you guys doing? Come play a show.
Blow the dust off.
Yeah. They all play still. They're all friends. Like, we had Adam, the drummer, on the pod too. And he's doing a lot of stuff. You know, he's like doing video games and freaking filling in for Tubring.
Touring with the Dickies.
Touring with the Dickies, yeah. Oh,
but cool. Okay, so...
adolescence.
What would you say is a band, kind of just... This sparked the question in my head.
Okay.
What would you say is a band, because you brought up X103.9 and it just... That brings so much memories back because, I mean, I'm a warehouse worker. You know what I mean? I'm a forklift driver and you know what I mean? That's kind of what I do to make my money. And then I side hustle music and all that stuff. So when I first started way back in like 2005, X103.9 was on the radio all the time. You know, it was just basically, you know, whatever would be playing on X103.9 is basically what would get me through my workday. If anything from that period of time you could bring back, like what would you bring back? Whether it be a band or, you know, just a personality. Cause I mean, I miss the old school, you know, like the old school DJs, you know, that were on there and stuff. But like, I don't know. It's just, it's gone. It's different. I know it's like still around in a sense, but it's different now.
A band that I would want to be brought back is Circus Survive. They're one of my favorite bands ever. And that reminds me of 2005, 2006, Juturna era where I first heard them. But I do kind of miss... There's like kind of what you were saying a second ago. There's not as many local band portions on the radio.
Right.
No, it's all like they have to make their money and play, you know, Post Malone and Taylor Swift. And,
yep. Yep.
They can't cater as often as they used to the smaller guys, which I think is a cool aspect because you hear the same shit on the radio all day. But that portion of the show, it gets everyone calling in saying this band was dope. you know, whatever, where can I hear more, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that only really happens if they're like, hey, call now for the surprise. That's like the only time the phones blow up.
Yeah. Now, okay. So that leads to me to like basically the begged question is, do you feel like you are a modern radio station?
Yeah.
Like you're kind of like that, man. That's my perception of you. Yeah. Is like,
I never thought about it like that, but you know, I suppose.
I definitely I consider it that way. You know, let's say, you know, even the exposure you get, you know, for, you know, you said 200 bands a week. I mean, that's insane.
That's a lot of music.
That's just the new ones.
Right. You know, so it's like so you're doing what radio stations did, like kind of single-handedly.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I didn't think about that either.
I know. That's how I've always looked at it. That's why I wanted to kind of get into talking about old radio and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I mean, that's why I commend you, man. I think you do really good work, and obviously you have the
doing something special.
You have the work ethic, so yeah, mm-hmm. it has to be at least a little bit. A little bit mentioned.
Yeah.
What are you guys sipping on over there?
I got what is that? It's like a honey whiskey thing that I'm sipping.
Yeah, Jack Honey is dangerous though. I like that shit too much. Actually,
I'm gonna pour a little whiskey too then.
You know what? I'm gonna need some Jack Honey because this. I'm drinking.
You want one?
I'm drinking hot.
Well, since he's pouring one, I'll pour one. We'll all take a shot together. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Give me a second here.
I'm drinking some freaking gay ass High Noon, and this ain't cutting it right now.
I'm gonna get a rip into it real quick.
There you go. Do it. Handle. Yeah. Give me that. Yeah. Give me that thing. Yeah. We usually have Cutwaters. We didn't grab any Cutwaters today. We are fans of Cutwater. I know it's kind of gay, but you know. We like them. That's good.
Cool. The seltzers are cool. My wife loves all that stuff. So,
all right,
I have one every now and then.
You just said the seltzers are cool. My wife likes those. I'm like, man.
I also drink them though. I won't. You know.
No, I'm a whiskey guy. That's what I have at home. All whiskey all day. Like I bought a piggyback from Whistle Pig, and I have that in the. That's my everyday.
All right.
Is
cool.
Is a piggyback similar to a pickleback, or is it completely different?
No, so it's the company Whistleback. No, I mean Whistle Pig, sorry.
Whistle Pig.
Whistle Pig, and they have one that's the 100% rye, and it's called Piggyback.
Okay.
Bomb. That one's a strong one.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah.
All right, so
in your chest.
Who's got their shot? Everyone got their shot? I'm taking a shot right now. Cheers.
Let's go.
TBG, there you go. Woo! I think that was our first over a live Zoom call shot.
That was, yeah.
Hell yeah. That rules. That rules, man. Hell
we'll
yeah.
We'll do one more before we're done.
Let's get it, man.
We got that.
We get a little loose on the podcast. Oh, yeah. You know, we drink and we just relax and chill. So
that's true.
But
that's
true.
Cool. I have a question though. What is the name? What does BG stand for? Is that like two names in one, or is it just, hey, that's what I go by now?
Nah, it's just my initials, Brandon Gray. God. But like literally everyone calls my parents even call me BG.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long, like since you were a kid or?
This is a funny story. So when I was in ninth grade, Back That Ass Up came out. Cash Money Records.
Wait, to cut you off for a second. I mean, that's the best way to ever open a story I've ever heard.
So that was Juvenile. And he was in this group called Hot Boys. And I used to be in this TV and film magnet program in high school. And the guy that I was paired up with to run like a TV show every morning, his name was Manny. And the guy that made all the beats for Juvenile was named Manny Fresh. And Juvenile's right-hand man, other rapper, was named BG. So I always called him Manny Fresh, and he just always called me BG.
Got it. Stuck forever.
Stuck,
yeah. So just kind of one of those things that, like, over time, like, oh yeah, just it's going to stay around.
It's such a stupid story, but I'll never forget it.
I stick by that. That's an awesome story. The fact that your name, your origin story of your name, has Juvenile to do with it alone is pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
I've been following you for a long time on Facebook. I just always liked what you did, right? Just. For the longest time, and you've always had BG, so I've never known the actual name. At least that's what I've seen. I've been following you since then, I guess. I don't know when that started, but it's been a while.
We'll share his LinkedIn profile that says Brandon Gray at the bottom.
Yeah, that's funny.
Who are some of the other guests that you guys have had on this show?
We've had Ben Jorgensen from Armor for Sleep. Yeah. We've had Emily Whitehurst from Tsunami Bomb and Survival Guide.
Yeah.
Adam from Gomez, the Dickies.
Adam from the Dickies. Yeah, he's the Dickies now. I mean, still drummer for Jambi, but
yeah. We mostly try to stick to people who are, I guess, prominent either in the music scene or in the SoCal music scene.
Yeah.
Promoters. Nate. You know, we had Nate and all of Breaking
Nathan
Serenity.
Young, you know,
I don't know.
Nathan
are you
Young.
Familiar with oh, Breaking
yeah,
Serenity?
Youngblood.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had him. I've known him for years too. So we,
yeah,
we
got
him. Yeah. He's a great dude.
And then also we had Andres from another band that I don't know.
We had Andres from
Andres, the performer, the musician.
Yes.
Yeah, he's Traditions
some,
and
this whack band. I don't
some
know.
Other yeah. some other dumb band. I don't remember DNG or something like that. But
you guys know John Safari?
John Safari. Why does that sound familiar? So familiar? Yeah.
You should talk to him. He's another huge promoter in SoCal. And
okay.
I've worked with him before. He works with Youngblood a lot, and he knows a ton of bands. And Pinup Productions.
Yeah. I know. I'm familiar with Pinup, Brandon, and all them. So like, I've my bands over time over the years. Basically, they've always threw us a bone. Like, oh yeah, come perform at these shows or that shows. You know. So, okay. And I've been in and out of bands in SoCal like basically since like 2015, I guess. You know, kind of doing stuff, putting on my own shows and shit like that. Yeah, no, I feel like nowadays, what do you think about like when it comes to like the local band scene? Like, do you like okay? So, like, do you go to shows and find new stuff and then share it with people, or do you think that's like kind of like the antiquated way of doing things now?
No, like not at all. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't at least go to some local shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I try to go to a lot as often as possible. Whiskey shows. I haven't been in the Viper Room for a minute since they've done some like overhauling there. I need to go check that out.
Oh, but, I didn't know that.
There's a lot of cool venues. Yeah, I think last I heard they like shut it down for like 4 or 5 months.
This they had like a new owner or something like that happened.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, that and then there's another the Stage Red in Fontana, which is owned by Sammy Hagar. That's my prediction is that's going to be like as big as the Fox Theater in like 2 years. That venue is going to get huge. That's where Breaking Serenity played. But yeah, there's a lot of big new venues kind of coming up later, trying to capitalize on that whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah. But, if we see, you know, some cool artists, by the way, I'm kind of weird when it comes to this. Like when I go to a show, whether it be a big band or a small band, I always look at the flyer and I have to hear the bands ahead of time before I go to the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so there'll be like two or three openers that I've never heard of before. You'll throw on
a song or two to get acquainted.
Yeah. And I'll be like, oh man, we cannot miss, you know, the third band on called blank, blank, blank. Like
yeah.
after hearing their stuff. So that gets me more excited to see the live performance.
Yeah, so I do that too. I agree with that. And the reason why I do it is because I want to see how they perform it live. And if like,
right.
Cause I'm the type of fan or, you know, music watcher and fan where I like the bands to do good on live versus listening on CD. Cause you can do anything on CD, but like, if that band's really good live, I respect them even more, you know?
Totally.
That's one thing that I always look at.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that was basically the same. Well, similar to the point I was going to get at. Like, so like when, what would you say the ratio is that when you go to a show, you're not disappointed in what you see? Would you say you're mostly impressed, or would you say like sometimes you're like, oh, damn, that was kind of disappointing?
I mean, yeah, it happens. There's times. But you know,
a great way to put that.
I'm a respectful person. I try to find the positives in everything. So I won't be like, damn, what happened? I'll more be like, oh,
that
man.
That shit sucked.
I'll go to, let's say like the drummer was bonkers, but the vocals were just awful. Then I'll just make it a point to be like, yo, you killed this night.
That's smart. That's very smart.
That's kind of like my way of like, paying homage to that band, what they just gave me energy and experience live.
And also one thing with playing live, man, especially if, you know, a band is young and still touring or is still figuring out their live thing. You got to give that allowance a little bit because I feel like, one, it's hard to just perform back to back, you know, just going if it's your first time, stuff like that. So you never just write off a band if you see them play bad once. Because there's bands that I've seen play terribly. And then I see them down the line again. And they're like, they've done the work. They've tightened up. I love it. You know what I mean? So you got to just keep on rooting. Keep on rooting for him. So I love that, dude. I'm gonna do that next time where it's like, oh shit, if the guitarist sucks, then I'm gonna compliment the bassist, you know? Like,
wait a minute. Is that why when we played, you went to Andres and didn't come to me? And I was like, just like,
well, we all know Johnny sucks at bass, so it doesn't matter.
I use a pick and I play only the top string. No, I'm just playing. I got a 7-string bass. All right.
Do you have any questions,
don't say
Mick?
That shit, dude.
we could switch if you want to switch for a second and be on camera. Do you have any questions?
Actually, I want to ask Johnny a question. I see that you're a 49er.
Oh God! Oh. All right, let's talk
49er fan. How are you feeling about this upcoming season? Now, before you say, I'm a Vikings fan.
Okay,
so I'm let down every year.
Yeah.
And I don't even know who's really throwing. I mean, our rookie, or if you want to call him that, is really a sophomore year, is throwing the ball, but we haven't signed any.
JJ
Rodgers or nothing.
Yep.
But how are you feeling about the 49ers this season?
All right. So this is my take on the Niners. All right. Regardless, I've been a Niners fan since I was born. I was born into a Niner family. So yeah, I feel like right now my Niners are the best I've ever seen. Besides like Jeff Garcia era, that's where I was like, yo, the Niners are freaking sick. You know, we always had a good defense. But right now, with what we're doing in the offense right now, I think we're in rebuild mode, which sucks because I'm like, yo, we already rebuilt. But
you guys are about to burn
a season. They fucking let go of everybody.
Yeah, you guys are about
to
burn
a season.
You guys
are out of money, man. Yeah. I think you guys missed your window.
We did. Yeah. We did. We should have won 2 Super Bowls this past 5 years. We should have run one at least 2.
At least you've been to the Super Bowl in your life. Yeah. My boys have never even been there in my entire life.
In your lifetime.
Yo, and I'll say this. Like, now that, you know, I'm where I'm at my age and I'm like, you know, doing good enough to where I can go to a game. I went to like 2 games last year and I actually went to the divisional game. So that was great. I'm happy right now with my Niners. They're doing very good. I think we finally found a fucking quarterback, which I'm happy about. Even though people say he sucks, I don't give a shit. I think he's great.
He doesn't suck. I don't know if he's worth, and he's going to command like close to Dak Prescott money.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's worth that, but I would definitely pay him like 40, 45 million. Of course. Don't really have another option.
100%. I would just because, like, at least we can build around him. He's young as shit still. Build around him. I am mad that we lost Jordan Mason against because of you guys. Because I love Jordan Mason. And you guys are going to destroy
mad.
With him.
He appears not
he
upset
is,
at
he
all.
He is a starter.
It only cost us what, like a 6?
Nothing. Yeah.
Like a 6 or something?
I think we got a 6th round pick off of him. Yeah. And then we got a 5th round from Debo. Some bullshit.
Couldn't breathe.
We're just
year,
giving but. People away. We're just like, you. We're like Oprah out there.
You need the money though for Purdy. That's
why we do need the money. We do need the money. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I still love my team. I love what Shanahan and Lynch have brought to the 49ers. Hey, it is what it is. And Saleh's back. Yo, our defense is about to be sick. But our offense
that was smart. Who's your team, Anthony?
I'm by proxy the same way, like, you know, he's into a Niners family. My dad is a Rams fan. And so it's like by household, I'm a Rams fan.
Yeah.
And then also,
I think you guys are potential top 4 dude. Could go Super Bowl
with Devontae Adams.
Yeah. And then, but also,
Stafford.
My household is divided because my brother in law is a diehard KC fan and they've had a shining moment for the last couple of years. And yes, that is gay. So I always play heel. I always play heel on that. But my family will very often root for the KC.
Now, to be fair, Pat has always been an underdog fan.
Yeah. Until they had their moment. Yeah. So.
And while Pat's just a fan because Patrick Mahomes, they have the same first name.
He likes that he has the same name.
Who you root for, Mick?
Well, for me, I'm not too much on the football side of, you know, my sports entertainment. I, you know, but I do by proxy, I am a Rams fan. Was a Raiders fan at one point when I was a little kid. All my family was.
Just because it's cool.
Just because it's cool. Cali teams.
Yeah. Right. Essentially, but you know, I'm pretty much a baseball guy.
Okay.
You know, nice. I'm a baseball head.
You already know which team.
Shut up. You guys are going to say the Dodgers.
Hey, not
I'm
me.
I'm a Yankees fan.
Not me, though.
Oh, no.
Are we going to get started? I'm from South Florida. Let me tell you how
Okay.
I'm from South Florida. And when I was a kid, my dad's a diehard Yankees fan. And their spring training's always like 10 minutes away from where I grew up.
Yeah.
So we would go to all kinds of spring training games, and I became a Yankee fan that way.
Yeah, that does rip. I mean, that would be pretty cool. That would get me involved for sure.
And my dad was like, you got to pick your basketball team. And at the time, it was like Magic or Jordan. And I just went with Magic. So I'm a Lakers fan. And then because of the Lakers colors, my dad was also like, you got to pick a football team. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with the Vikings because of the Laker color.
Yeah,
colors.
The purple, yellow, yeah.
And that was a terrible decision, man. Terrible.
Yo, just no fucking
hey, but you know what? Bless your heart for staying faithful. Bless your heart staying faithful.
Totally. I'm inked up on it. Ride or die, but it's
hell yes. That's what matters. That really is what matters.
But hey, Andres is a Viking fan too, so me and him always have these conversations.
Oh, cool. Hell yeah.
That's funny. I'm a Padre fan though. No Lakers for me. I mean, no Dodgers for me. And when it comes to basketball, if I were to watch, when I did back in the day, it was Lob City all day, bro. Clippers all day. Oh, back with Lob City. Now, not so much. Not so much now. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't really watch basketball anymore because they move around too damn much. Like, hey, yo, stick with the franchise, you know, and like build with the team. Like, all right, you know what? Next year I'm out. Like, they're just fucking. It's like, I'm sick of that shit.
It's a business, man. Like, it's a business.
It's retarded. Is what
it's a business.
Is. Stick with your damn
hard R retarded.
So, all right. So, I guess segueing back into music talk, just simple question. What are your goats? You know, I mean, don't put a number on it. Don't put a order on it. But like some of the bands that you think are just the most effective, the most influential of all time. We'll put this wrap on it, like between 2000 and 2020. Those bands, like, hit me.
Okay, 2000, 2020. The GOAT band is Periphery. There's no argument.
Okay.
Periphery is the
defining
GOAT.
Gent.
Yeah, totally. I've seen them live like 4 or 5 times. Misha once told me he was going to come on the show at NAMM and then ignores every email I sent. But I would put them first. Obviously, you guys know I mentioned Circa. I love Circa. Right. I used to be a diehard Linkin Park fan, like part of the fan club. I've met them before.
Nice.
Preach, you know, Chester's passing, blah, blah, blah. Those are probably like my three most significant now, but like because of what I do for a living in YouTube and stuff, I've gotten really into like K-pop in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I never thought I would say that.
There are so many good,
like, not just like popish, K-popish, like there's cool, like rock and metal bands from South Korea and Japan.
One of my
favorite
bands is called Sailing Before the Wind. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, this is a crazy live.
I fucking love their energy live. It's my favorite. It's like literally, if I could be in a band like that with like the coordinated spin kicks and shit, like fuck, that's so crazy. Cool.
Throwing it all around like this.
Yeah. Are you able to pull up video, Mick, right now? Or
that's crazy. I never heard of that.
Try to find Sailing Before the Wind live if you can.
We'll send it up to the chat. No, I'll.
We'll vamp for a second. But I love. I think I wouldn't have been surprised if when I asked you about, what part of the world is kind of popping off with the scene, because I think like Japan is kind of got a crazy good hardcore scene right now a lot of the bands that are Crystal Lake is like killing it, you know, demolishing, dude. Like they're such a good fucking band, you know? So it's like to me, all that, that scene, I kind of more gravitate towards that stuff, like the more eclectic stuff. People that are trying things from a new angle, you know. All right.
I've heard that too. I mean, just from people that I talk to about music, a lot of people have been saying like K-pop. I mean, I know K-pop's kind of got like a spectrum a little bit, kind of like nu metal does, you know. So, but I've been hearing the same thing from my friends. I'm like, oh, what do you like been listening to? Oh, K-pop. My girl's like, oh, I love K-pop. She freaking loves BTS. I'm like, what? Where? When did this happen? Because all she does is listen to freaking oldies and shit. I'm like,
I love BTS also. Like,
when did BTS come into your picture? I don't understand. That shit was crazy.
They were a couple of years back. I think some of them are still in the army. Because if you're a male in South Korea, you have to go to the army at a certain age.
Yeah,
it's like it's mandatory. No matter if you're the biggest celebrity in the world or not, you still have to do it.
That's crazy.
Which is wild. But are you guys familiar with P-pop?
What?
P-pop.
P-pop is like the new like thing that's popping right now.
Wait, no. I think you're confused, BG. You're talking about Poppy. That's a band that's...
No, I think he's talking about penis pop, is what happens when I wake up in the morning.
No, Poppy. Poppy. Oh. Not P-pop. Poppy.
Poppy, the band. That, the girl.
The bit's not working. It's not working.
Sumerian Records?
No, Poppy? But what's P-pop?
Filipino pop music.
Okay.
Ah.
It's like their answer to K-pop, but I'm actually... I just bought tickets the other day to see a P-pop artist that's coming out to L.A. In July. They're called SB19. They're kind of like the Filipino NSYNC. Well, that shit sold out in like 4 minutes.
Oh, shit.
The whole L.A. concert sold out in 4 minutes, but that's I was able to grab a ticket.
Crazy.
Really?
SB19 sounds like a mad, crazy gang, dude.
It kind of...
It really, really does.
I could see some
opposite,
very...
Opposite of a gang.
That's crazy. That's pretty sick, though. P-pop. Okay, what is it called again? P19? Is that what you said?
SB19 stands for Sound Break.
That sounds like that sounds like a freaking gang in San Bernardino right now, for sure.
MS-13, SB19, 190.
Exactly.
Imagine trying to find like
getting that band tattooed on your face.
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna send you this video, Mick. Let's see if it opens up in the chat.
Right.
What is mostly the bands that you, an artist that you get on your, like, suggested to you? Is it mostly like metal and rock, or do you get a lot of? Because I remember when I was one of the shows I was watching. You guys were watching a hip hop artist who I started following. I forgot who he was, but he was very, very, very good. Damn it, I forgot who it was though.
Yeah, most of the stuff we jam is metalcore, deathcore. I would say 40-50% every day, Monday through Friday is metalcore or deathcore. Which I don't mind. I love a good blah. In fact, we're doing a blah tournament at the end of the month. It's taking me like 3 months to prepare for this.
That's funny.
Are you guys big fans of blahs?
I mean, I'm okay. So I am a personal, like, I love Jared Alonge. I don't know, Alonge. Yeah. Alonge. Yeah. I love his whole take.
The comedy aspect of
it. Exactly. I think having some levity and still taking the song seriously because they fucking are awesome. You know, they sound great and they get you to headbang and stuff. So I love that whole aspect of it because I think there's a little bit too much of the taking it too seriously. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we stand for this. And they have to have speeches in between their song. It's like, no, dude, we're all just here to have a good time, you know, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, no, I mean, should we do a Brie Brie blah blah competition someday? Like, so who does the best, like, pig squeal?
I saw a pretty funny meme. It was it was Godzilla when he's blowing the fire into, I think it was
the Muto.
Was another fucking...
It was another kaiju character.
Mrs. Godzilla.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, it goes through like their whole body and they explode. It's like when the blood goes right through your whole body, and it was him going, blowing it into the other animal. That shit was pretty funny. I was like, that's pretty good. I like that. But yeah, I'm definitely a fan of Blaze. You know,
Johnny doesn't know how to blah.
Being in
he
my
wishes
band,
he could blah.
You know what? Check it out. If you ask Mick, in our music, in the Dunce's music, that's one of my ad libs, is to go blah. I do it in my ad-libs because that's my background.
You guys know who created the blow, right?
No.
Or
at least
based on my research.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's hear it.
This is a good story.
I want to know who you think it was before I blow your mind.
I'm going to go with, what's his, the name of the guy from Job for a Cowboy?
Ooh, that's a good...
Is Mick able to queue up stuff if I say, Mick, look at this up, and sure, then yeah, he's able to...
Go for it.
All right, before I say, because that's going to give away the answer. But who did you think, Anthony?
Job for a Cowboy is like where I first kind of heard it. What is his fucking name? It's like,
I don't know his name.
Pierce or Kane or
Pierce
something.
Moore.
No, it's not.
No, I don't fucking know.
A lot of people say that Sam Carter, Johnny Architects, was like one
really?
Of the first people credited with...
Who?
Like... The Architects vocalist, his name is Sam Carter.
Got you.
Yeah. No, I mean, one of the best singers of all time, you mean? Yeah, I personally, like, I mean, I don't understand how he's able to do what he does with his voice. He's an insane vocalist. What is the first instance you reference, you think, that is where
the... Okay, so it is the first instance ever that I could find is in the 90s by NoFX, and believe it or not, NoFX, the punk band.
Yeah. So, so
the song's called Filthy Phil Philanthropist.
Okay. So, Fat
Filthy
Mike
with PH, with a PH, by the way.
So it's Fat Mike that did it. He think he's responsible for the black.
I believe he didn't know what he was doing, and it's just a coincidence. But that was the first instance I could find of someone doing it, and he does it like 3 or 4 times in that song.
Okay, so for me that tracks because timeline wise, that's like that predates anything I could even reference.
If you get a chance, hear it.
Can you hear the audio there? Can you hear the music?
Yep.
Let's hear
it. It's in the beginning of
let's hear
it. 20, 30 seconds in. In fact, it is exactly at 30 seconds.
I love me some NoFX.
Right here.
I mean, phonetically, yes. That is definitely
bleh. First blow ever.
Yeah, it's definitely bleh. That's definitely mm-hmm. bleh.
Johnny missed out.
I missed it. What happened?
You missed the first blow.
No,
you
I
missed
didn't.
The first blow of all time.
There's no way a blow came from this.
No, dude, 100%. It's NoFX. NoFX,
it's
dude.
NoFX.
Rewind it a little bit.
Dude, I used to love said NoFX it, he back it. In the day. Let me hear
dude,
that.
I still love NoFX, man.
I think they're cool, but I just out of.
I cried. Right I cried to that last live video. There it is.
Oh shit!
Right. BG with the breaking news. There
what?
It is. You heard it here first.
What the hell?
But yeah, no, I...
What album is that? What year was that?
He said 1990. What was it?
1990-something. I don't know. But for like 2 or 3 months, I've been trying to put together like the ultimate tournament.
I just picture you with like a you got a dashboard with like the with the, you got the red wire. Like, all right, here's follow the money.
Oh my God, I got my glasses on.
smoking 2 cigarettes at a time. You're like, all right, so NoFX, they were the first people to use it, but now they got that kind of from the adolescents. And
that's funny.
That's crazy. You got to make a video about that. That's crazy. I that would have never crossed my mind. And I used to listen to a lot of NoFX. That'd be a great like, you know, 2-minute video to throw up on all your social media and stuff. Like, this is where the first black came from.
Yeah. Write this down. This is a great idea.
Do it.
Sweet. Hell yeah.
Do it. That's a good idea. I mean, I'll take 50%, but that,
shut the fuck up, John. This fucking capitalist Johnny over here.
Shit.
We're
what
good.
Was that?
No, we're good.
No,
we're
this,
good.
This is my TV.
Huh? Yeah, the TV just trips out sometimes. So, all right. So, do you still scream at all?
Nah, I kind of don't really have a voice to do it anymore.
Really?
It is weird. Like, shortly after quitting Hit'em, which was like 13 years ago.
Why did I feel sad right now?
I refer to it as going through puberty twice, which I know sounds fucking weird. But like, I can't really do vocals like that anymore.
Do you sing at all or still try to, you know, even karaoke, stuff like that?
You don't want to go to karaoke that night.
Absolutely.
Not really. I'd rather show people who I think is dope than attempt any of that stuff.
Do you play instruments or anything like that? Or... have you ever?
I could dabble a little bit on drums, but not good enough to like play a gig or anything.
You could play for the White Stripes
or Metallica.
I could just go like this.
Wait, so you're in a band though? What do you do? Play a triangle?
No, so I'm not really in a band. AM Fall, if that's what you mean, it's like an online project where
you play the skin flute.
I get like production or tracks from other musicians.
Right.
And then I say, having done the show for so long, we've met so many like vocalists and musicians over the years. So I'll be like, hey, I have a new song. Does anyone want to hear it? And I'll just make a post. And then literally whoever says I'm down to get on it, which usually is like 9 or 10 people, I'll send all of them like the song, and can't use everybody, but every single song is different artists.
Okay. I see. So you're kind of like producing the project, sort of.
Right. So okay. AMFOL stands for All My Friends Are Local Legends.
Oh,
I like that.
That's actually very sick. I like that a lot.
It's 100%. Like I'll find a track that I really like. Different genres, but usually pretty heavy stuff.
He's like the local DJ Khaled, dude.
Another one.
Yeah, hit us with we the best music.
We the best.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
I regret it instantly. It feels like another shot moment there after that.
Well, I mean, I think we're all armed up here, except for Johnny. Johnny, pour yourself a shot. Or he's got it. Yeah, you got a drink. There we go.
But yeah, AMFOL.
No, I mean, you're a great time, man. I don't know if you've ever, you know, heard of us before this, or Johnny just reached out of the blue. But I'm glad you guys you decided to come and have a conversation with us. So I really appreciate it, man.
I have a rule where I do not say no to anyone that ever even considers having me on the show, which is not
really.
That's great.
That's a good philosophy.
I feel like if I asked an artist to come on, I would hope that they say yes. So why should I say no to a channel that, you know, is just trying to do something similar that I'm doing, or showcasing a local band, or bringing a spotlight attention to something in the music scene at all? We all help each other.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
I agree. And we do a lot of local stuff. I mean, we have just local artists. Like, we know a lot of people. We've all been in the scene for over 10 years each, you know? And so we have a lot of homies. So we bring the homies on, talk about their band and their music or whatever they're doing that has to relate with music. And we just have a good time, you know? Like, it's a fun time here.
I like to think the culture of people is so diverse, you know. Like, I mean, we had Velveteen on the other day.
Yeah,
you know, and he's such a different kind of artist than you know we do hardcore and stuff. Different.
Then we had Pierre's dad.
But it was like, to me, I love the idea that there's this relatability of the conversation of just that it's music. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. Whatever kind of music that it is, that's a big thing for me. So
yeah,
just want to proliferate that. Just keep on keeping that going.
Yeah, exactly. So are we going to play some of AMFOL, or what are we doing?
Let's do that. Can I plug something real quick though? I actually have the biggest interview of my life this Wednesday.
Oh, let's go.
The floor is yours, my friend.
Hit it.
And that's why I have this in the background. Motherfucking fog hat.
No way. Holy
slow
shit.
Ride.
Take it easy.
On the show Wednesday.
Yo,
what the fuck?
That's sick.
It took me 4 weeks to set this up, but I just want to make sure that's plugged one time.
Hell yes, man. We'll plug it a second time too, just to make sure it gets out there. But that's amazing. How did you set that up?
It's a funny story. So my wife's brother does jiu-jitsu for special needs children.
Nice.
And someday he was just randomly talking to one of the parents about what I do. And the parent was like, you know, I'm best friends with Fog Hat. And he texted me. He's like, do you know who that is? I was like, absolutely. I own their album. Why are you asking this? It's such a random question coming from him. And he was like, I think I can get him on the show. And I was like, yes. And then the manager got a hold of me. We went back and forth. And they even cut a promo for me, which is insane. We got one of the OG members, the drummer, who's in his high 60s, early 70s. And he was like, I'm going to be on Local Band Smokeout, blah, 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 blah. It's so cool, man.
That's incredible.
I still can't believe it.
Hell yeah, dude. I bet. Do you feel like you're going to be starstruck? Or are you going to be able to keep your composure a little bit?
No, I'll be chill. I'll be chill. Like, to me, that one's a pretty easy interview for me. It's coming up with the questions that are hard. The ones that are harder for me is tomorrow we have Taylor Barber on again, but he's so, I don't know if you know who that is, but from Left to Suffer.
Yeah, I know. The band Left to Suffer.
But he's now in a band with a member of System of a Down. His status is so much bigger than the last time we had him on.
Is that Chavo's band?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chavo's band.
Okay, yeah, I know them.
With Scary Pool Party and...
Yes.
Oh, yeah, funny story. On Monday.
No, go ahead. Sorry. No, you go ahead. Don't worry about what I'm saying. You go ahead.
That was it. Monday. Oh, okay. Monday.
Funny story.
Monday.
Is,
and cheers. And cheers.
Oh, yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Everybody. Fuck yeah. To Fog Hat. Hell yeah. But that's awesome, man. That's really cool. So,
funny story is our last music video with DMG. The drummer to that band, I John David? I forgot his name. I'm sorry. I will get his name. I'm a little inebriated. But he was actually
saying of Chavo's band?
He was actually helping. That whole night. It was the drummer from Suicide, his birthday. So we all went and hung out. But the drummer to that band, I forgot what the band is called. I'm bad.
You should
at this.
Probably think of it before you.
but anyway, he was like helping the shoot the music video with Zach.
Okay.
Zach was doing all the video work.
Well, I know Zach works with Chavo.
That's like, when I first met him.
Yeah, Zach is like the person I know for a fact knows Chavo. Kind of like works with him. Consistently. Yep.
He works a lot with that band, with Taylor and everybody. Yeah. Zach Perez. You probably know Zach Perez. Everybody knows Zach.
Astral Media.
If you don't.
He does a lot of music videos. I'm sure you've seen
Zach Perez
some.
Sounds familiar.
He did all of D&G's videos, music videos, and he's done a lot of big stuff. He does their stuff too.
I think he's worked with like Being as an Ocean, stuff like that.
Does he go by a different name besides Zach?
Astral Media.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on Instagram, it's like Hexagram or something like that.
Okay.
He has a band called Curvesight also. Yeah. He's a homie. We had him on the pod too. He's my dog. He's my dog. I've known him since he was like 15. He was like a young kid in the scene when I was playing with my old band. That's crazy.
So overall, what would you, I would say you're kind of, I don't know, is Titan too much of a flattering word, you know, but like you're doing really good work, man. Like you're actually doing a thing, like, you know, the way you have like people out there, like, you know, Hardcore Kareem, or, you know, just basically just sharing other people's
Shout
stuff.
Out Hardcore
and
Kareem.
Yeah. Kareem, that's what it is. You have people, you know, doing that kind of stuff. What would you kind of like leave people off with, like, to kind of like, if they want to do something similar, or if they want to like even do something different, but like in that same vein, how would you encourage them in that process?
Okay, so I would just go by how I did my thing, not necessarily what works for everybody, but when I first started doing what they now call reaction videos, they didn't even call them reaction videos.
Right.
You just got to find like a something that makes you different. You can definitely do homework on all the channels that are successful and steal ideas or borrow ideas. You have to find like a somewhat niche that makes you a little different. And I feel like for us, and this hurt the YouTube channel for a long time. Years. People could not get over the fact that I love every genre. So when, like, example, like Akeem, as you mentioned, probably caters to only like metalcore, deathcore fans times every sub he has. So in the past, I would shoot like, you know, three or four metal videos that day, and then a rapper and then a DJ, and they would unfollow once the rapper and DJ one gets uploaded. But I just stuck with it because I believe that there's beautiful music in all genres and all forms. And I just happen to love everything. So we've built like a community of, even though I don't listen to this kind of music, I don't want to say like unfollow, unsub, but like it's still worthy of like checking out and spreading the gospel of why this band should be heard.
Yeah.
Even though that's what not normally what you jam.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone will tell you that your ideas are whack and dumb and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Just if you firmly think it's going to work, then keep fucking doing it.
Yeah.
And just keep grinding. And eventually you'll have like a moment where you say, this is working, or we're this close. And if I do this other thing, something is going to give. And then people will be like, well, damn, you were right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I completely respect what you do. I think it's modern radio. I think it's the way we consume this music, dude. And it's cool. You really think about it, even if we're just getting snippets of songs or whatever, we're getting that same sort of interaction as back in the day. You know, when you had a DJ curating some songs, like, you know, like, hey, you know, this is off of this record, whatever. And it might not even be the single. It might just be some random song off of their record. And then I think that's always a really cool thing is, just me. I don't know. I think that's my own personal niche, that I love listening to records like in entirety. I don't, I know we're in like a culture where singles like pop off and people just put out singles or EPs or whatever. But when I can sit down and listen to a whole ass record and then I'm like, all right, these are the three singles off of it. But my actual favorite tracks are number 5 and 7 or whatever. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I love that. You know what I mean? That's part of the whole experience for me. And I think this is something that helps keep that culture alive, keep people listening to every little angle of stuff, you know? So I have nothing but appreciation for it. So,
yeah, that's dope. I want to know how I can get DNG on your show. That's what I'm trying to do.
Stop being so gay.
Just for like a quick spin or like a full sit down?
Both. Either way. Yo,
spin, just be in the Twitch chat tomorrow and I'll jam it.
I'll be in there.
Oh, shit.
I'll be in there because I
mean, I'm sure you have like 3 or 4 bands that we should jam. So let me hear all four.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's my band, DNG, and then there's Mine and Mix Project, which is like alternative hip hop. I'm going to have to show you that. And then this guy's got like 2 bands. I mean, yeah, let's fucking, you know.
This is why we have 3 to 4 hours a day.
Hell yeah. Exactly. It spreads all the way around.
And then I got some bands that I just been listening to. And I'm like, you know what? I think DJ will share this.
Yeah.
Let me shoot them that way.
So in a 4-hour stream, on average, how many bands do you say you play like per stream?
It varies based on if we have a guest that day or not, a co-host that day or not. So example, tomorrow we won't be as many, but my son's off from, he has spring break this week. Third graders have spring break, believe it or not. So he's off this week. So I'll be able to go like probably 4 to 5 hours Monday through Friday this
week.
Okay. So a little bit longer, but because Taylor's on, that'll take, you know, 30 minutes or so, but I won't have a co-host. But like example, Tuesday is just me flying all by myself. It's easily, I don't know, maybe 150 bands that day.
Hell that's yeah, crazy. Man. That's so sick, dude.
So Tuesday, you said you're going to be flying by yourself?
Yeah, Tuesday and Friday this week.
I'll come through any day.
I'm by myself unless one of my mods is hopping on with me, but I don't know yet if that's happening.
That's honestly, I think it's so crazy to think, how do I put this like tactfully, but like, you know, that could be a job, you know what I mean? That could be a thing that you do. It's just literally just, I'm going to listen to music all day and you made that work, bro. Respect the fucking shit out of that. That's so tight.
We have 2 homies like that. You and our buddy fucking young Bobby from Crockpot. You guys are the ones. He does mostly like hip hop and like pop music. But he does like something very similar. And me and Mick, we love that guy. And then like you do something similar. You guys both do something similar. But he does all his live streams on YouTube too. And
let me ask you a question about Bobby real quick. Yeah. He sounds like a cool cat, but I don't know him. So when he's on YouTube,
does it straight
doing
on
what I'm doing on Twitch, but he's not getting in trouble?
No, because he does literally only local bands. And he's just like, He gives them a rating. He reviews it. Like we've put our music on there.
Someone donates to hear like the new Nas single. He will refund them or he will not play that.
He'll just do local or like independent artists. Yeah, basically.
Show your shit in.
And
then he has like tiers to jump up the playlist.
Yeah, so like you have to pay to be on there, kind of thing.
So the permission is different then, basically. Yeah, it's a little bit different. The independent artist aspect.
It's all. Independent
I would
artists.
Love to do it on YouTube like full time. But
check out
like
Bobby. He goes live just as much as you, 5 times a week.
Okay, cool.
Was that Bobby Everything, right?
Bobby Everything, and it's Crockpot Cartel. It's super fun. He has a fun stream. This guy's built. He's like currently
Crockpot
built.
Crockpot Cartel. That sounds like some drug shit.
When you're good,
I see him. Bobby Everything right here. Bobby Everything. I'm subbing. I'm subbing right now.
He's a cool dude. He's a cool cat.
He's a cool cat, bro.
Trent's his real name.
I don't know. Is that his real name?
He's got a beard.
He's got a goatee. He kind of looks like me a little bit.
He's got a couple channels I see, I think.
Yeah. Bobby Everything, Crockpot Cartel. Crockpot Cartel is the he's cool as fuck, dude.
Oh, okay. I see. It was somebody named Trent sharing that Bobby was jamming him.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, I subbed to Bobby Everything.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck, dude. He's the homie. Shout out Bobby. Shout out Bobby. He's
building.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Hey, yo, young Bobby. Hey, yo,
damn
Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby. But
that's a shout out if I ever heard one.
Several shout outs. But we're, you know, basically in the same vein, trying to do something a little bit similar, a little bit different, but just sharing our friends, sharing our even some of our own projects, and, you know, a lot of the people that, you know, we think are worth bolstering up and getting out there into the public. And it's a lot of fun, man. I think this is a cool, fun thing for people to be doing right now with their time. And I think people need it personally, because the world is shit.
Yeah. The world sucks.
The world sucks right now. So this is kind of all pure positivity driven. Yeah, and
I love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we need more of you, BG. We need more. Need you to keep pumping at it.
Well, I love you guys. I appreciate you having me on here, man. If I can help in any way as far as like get a guest on the show for you guys, just message me off stream and let me know. Yeah. And if I know them or I have a connection, I'll totally hook you guys up. So
that'd be great.
And bro, if you ever, I know we're actually not too far from each other. So if you're ever interested in coming in, you know, we'll kind of have a whole hang sesh. You want to hang out and do another episode with us? You
guys are down the hill?
Oh,
I'm up the big hill.
Sierra-ish, you know?
Oh, yeah. Just like 25 minutes away.
Yeah. So if you ever want to come.
You're by the
Target Shopping Center.
15 split?
Yeah. Right before the 210.
Right there, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's not far at all.
So So if you ever want to come hang out with us, you know, show us how it's done. We'll try to like hammer fist a bunch of, you know, reviews of videos
and
stuff.
That'd be a good time.
We gotta get wicked baked though.
Yes, wicked baked, wicked whiskey, all that stuff.
I'm with it.
All right, cool.
I don't even smoke, but that day
I'll smoke. I'll make him.
That day I'll get retarded.
Oh, you getting high today, Chris?
Yeah. All right, it's Friday. let's let BG do his plugs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, plug everything.
Full on plugs, bro. Give everything that you do. Tell them exactly where they can find you. They can find all your information. I'm gonna actually cut this portion of you and put it in the middle of the video. You know what I mean? So it's like right there. Go for it. Whenever you're ready.
All right, there's a lot. I'm gonna try to
Matt
right
along.
Unload.
So, side project we talk about, please listen to AM Fall. It's not AM Fall, it's AM Fall. It's, you can find us on Spotify, just about everything. It's a global, international musician project. It's a lot of fun. I'm on Twitch 5 times a week, twitch.tv/localbandsmokeout, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. But this coming week, probably an hour earlier than that. Any artist, any genre, we love to hear all kinds of things. We have lots of guests. Monday on the show is Taylor Barber, Left to Suffer. Wednesday is Fog Hat, which is insane.
Woo,
we're on YouTube. Just search Local Band Smoke Out on YouTube. We're there. And that's where I'm at almost every given moment of my life lately. It's 4 to 5, 6 videos a day for YouTube. And Cannabis and Carnage Festival is on 420 at 1720 in Los Angeles.
I saw this.
Angel Maker, Left to Suffer, Barrier Demons, Haunt and Burning Body. It's a stacked lineup.
Great lineup.
Like 30, 35 bucks.
Great lineup.
I don't know if you're familiar with the venue, but Travis, one of the vocals, first to last. Like,
yeah, Travis Richter. Yeah.
He's always there. I think I said the Twitch one. Local Band Smoke Out. And I'm a really easy person to get a hold of if anyone ever needs
Instagram links, anything like that you want to plug?
It's just at Local Band Smoke Out. Perfect. We do have a Patreon if anyone thinks additional promotion is needed. Patreon.com/localbandbg. I couldn't remember the Local Band Smoke Out login when I first made it.
I'm gonna sign up. I got you.
Oh, word. Thank you, dude.
Hell yeah.
For real. I thank you guys for letting me be on the Stool podcast, man. This is a lot of fun, man.
It was a blast. We like to just kind of shoot the shit and, pry into, you know, what it is that makes you tick. And you're obviously, like I said, we've said it plenty of times, you know, you're doing really cool, awesome work for the music scene, helping promote people, helping get the word out for people. So. That's the same spirit of what we're trying to do, is just, you know, kind of do that exact same thing.
Same realm.
You are right in that same pocket, brother. It was great to have you.
If we could find a way to get us on your show, hey, we're more than welcome. Individually, all together, however you want to do it, we're there. We're hella down.
We could work something out for sure. We're definitely do some beers in person soon.
Or even if we send you our bands, you know, for your stream to criticize or tear us to shreds, you know.
I'm pretty gentle when it comes to that. I've learned in the past, like, there's this examples. Don't do this. Here's a don't do this tip for you. So in the past, there's been like one or two instances where I've like shit all over a band. And I'm not normally that guy, but like the recording was ass. It sounded like a demo, but
you had your reasons, you know?
Yeah, there was reasons why. And like the band's like in chat.
Ooh.
And that's bad. That's brutal.
That hurts. Ouch.
That hurts. I solely believe in this. It's a learning experience for them, right? Because we all came from that. I remember, just real quick, I remember my band, we back in the day when I was 14 years old, my band, we were called Vulgar. We entered a battle of the bands, right? And to enter, you have to send your music in and meet them and like come. It was like a community. It was a community thing, right? So this is funny. I never said this on the pod. We gave them our music on tape. We recorded it with like a little, you know, tape recorder. And we put a mic in the middle of our, you know, show, our practice studio, which was a garage. we recorded, we gave it to him. And the first thing the guy said, he was like, "Hey, you guys were the first one to send us music on tape." And we're like, "Oh, good." And he's like, "Yeah, everybody else sent it on CD." I was like, "Oh, shit."
Yeah, that wasn't a compliment. We weren't able to listen to your songs. But just, I wanted to point it out to you. You were memorable for the fact that, oh yeah, this band is this far behind.
Mick, what you loving? Is that Broken by the Scream or Hanabi in the background?
Hanabi.
Nice.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Hanabi's shit.
Well, yeah. Any last final thoughts there, BG?
That is it. Go Yankees. Go Vikings. You guys are awesome.
We'll put that energy out there for you. Today.
I'm glad you had fun. Bang bang Niner gang though. So.
Shut up. Oh yeah, man. It's been great. It was wonderful having you on. Hopefully we link up in the future again, man.
Yeah, we will for sure. We will.
Absolutely. Sounds good, man.
Sounds like
cheers, boys. Have a great afternoon.
Hey, take care, brother.
Thank you all for listening to these two podcasts or watching. Appreciate you guys very much. BG, the homie now. We're gonna get into some more stuff with him for show. We're gonna get him in studio next time. I'm gonna buy his Uber or whatever the fuck I gotta do to get his ass down here so we can take some shots
cheap date.
Yeah. That way we can take some shots.
Peace.
Take care, brother.
Peace out, brother. Thank you.